Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Welcome to On the Verge. Thanks for joining me. Today I want to talk to you about something that is happening for all of us that we may not realize just yet. You know, your intentions that you set, maybe in a yoga class or when you wake up in the morning, that intention, that just sweet little something that you say, okay, today I'm going to blank. I'm going to focus on blank. Or maybe it's a goal that you've set for yourself professionally or personally. Those intentions, they are set in motion, whether we realize them or not. This is what's so profound about our thoughts, is that everything that we think goes out there and starts to organize in this universal intelligence. You can call it divine energy. You can call it God. You can call it just your inner genius. But every time we set an intention or a goal, the world, the universe, this divine energy starts to manifest and organize on our behalf. So I tell you today something I've experienced that hopefully will bring this to light for you. You know, as much as we think that we set goals and nothing happens, I've got to be honest, it's already happening. If you set an intention with a clear mind and confidence, it is already out there organizing on your behalf. And so as we continue to set intentions and be clear about what we want, it's amazing what's happening behind the scenes that we don't even know about. So about 2 years ago, I was at a conference, the Mindful Leadership Conference, and I met some folks from Mindful Magazine. I said to them 2 years ago this November, hey, how about we do some mindful movement videos together? I can produce some short video clips for your readers that will help them to get their bodies moving before they meditate. And the gentleman that I spoke to said, yeah, that sounds great. Send me something. And so I did. A few weeks later, I put together a canned, homegrown video and sent it off. I wasn't sure if I was completely 100% there with what I was ready to offer, but I sent it off. What the heck, right? And it kind of got lost in emails as these things happen, and I started to lose a little bit of confidence, thinking, all right, well, maybe I wasn't good enough. Maybe I didn't understand what they wanted. And so over the course of the year, I just let it be. Well, then last year, at the same conference, last November, I met a woman who works with Mindful, and she happens to live close to me. We introduced ourselves. She had just started, and I said to her, great, you know, we should get together sometime and talk about how perhaps I could support you in your efforts to put more online content out there having to do with mindfulness. I can do these mindful movement videos, you know. And she said, fantastic. You know, I just started, so contact me in a few months and we'll get together. And so just this summer, because I've been so busy with the launch of my book and so much else, I finally contacted her in early August and said, hey, how about we go for a walk? And so we did last week, myself and this young, vibrant, creative woman from mindfulness.org went for a walk in Valley Forge Park near my home. And we were simply going for a walk to get to know one another. I had absolutely no agenda. I had put out my mindful movement stuff a couple of times and felt like it probably just wasn't the right fit yet. Well, as we started talking, I happened to mention at some point about a half hour into the talk that I do these mindful movement refresh little segments for a bunch of conferences. They're a great way to help people to refresh their body, settle their mind, and prepare them for either the next speaker or for a meditation or for even a meeting. And I said, here, let me just show you quickly. And I started to do them. I started to take her through a mindful movement little segment. Well, she said, hold on a second. Let's stand over here. Can I record this? And 5 minutes later, I had gone through a little segment with an introduction, and within 24 hours, it was on the website. And I was just dumbstruck. I said, oh my gosh, how did that happen so easily? I can't believe it. It just unfolded effortlessly. Well, as I sat with this whole scenario, I thought back to the fact that I had been working or intending on putting mindful movement segments onto Mindful Magazine's digital site for 2 years. I had intended it 2 years ago, November. It had always been there somewhere in my subconscious, always thinking, wow, this would be really great if it happened. So for 2 years, there has been this organizing energy behind my intention. For 2 years, until it happened to be ready to go. And then it seems like it was a no-brainer, right? Has that ever happened to you? Where you've been intending or hoping something would happen? And you're not pushing or forcing, because as we all know, when we push and force stuff that's not ready, you know, it ends up usually backfiring. You know, they say we can't force a rose to blossom. It's got to be ready. There's got to be the right scenario, sunlight and soil and rain. So by being patient, but being honest with what it is we're intending. So honesty, intention, and patience seems to be what worked for me this time. How about you? What are you intending? They don't have to be steadfast goals. I'm not a huge goal setter. I do have ideas that I kind of throw out there into the future, like perhaps writing a second book or doing a TED Talk. You know, certain things that I'd like to do. Spending a weekend in the fall on Cape Cod. I don't know why, but it's something I've always wanted to do. So we throw things out there almost like throwing a fishing line out. Or you can even think about it as planting a seed. Right? The seed stays underground for a long time with a lot of nurturing before it sprouts. So I hope that my story has shed some light perhaps on something you've been intending. Maybe you bring those back up to the surface, think about them again, or set some new intentions. What is it that you'd like to manifest in the year or two ahead? Or maybe it's next month or next week. Setting things in motion by consciously intending them. I often say at the beginning of our yoga classes, when we set intentions, you know, our words, our thoughts are very, very powerful. So we definitely want to know what it is we're thinking. How do we know what it is we're thinking? How do we become familiar with our thoughts more often? Well, so much of it is about just slowing down and getting clear. You can even just take a few breaths right now, a few conscious breaths, and then pausing just to notice what bubbles up for you. Maybe it's in the early morning when you're journaling or just pausing with your cup of coffee that you set an intention or two. Start to notice what you're intending. Nurture your intentions with patience and kindness. I'm not saying it's just going to all happen with you sitting back, but being aware of your intentions have very powerful, powerful consequences. So thank you for joining me once again. I hope this was helpful. I hope these podcasts are helpful. please don't be shy about communicating with me, Kara@KaraBradley.net. I'd love to hear from you, what you'd like to hear more of in these podcasts. And I so appreciate you joining. Thanks so much. Have a fantastic day. If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend. And review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.